We get it underway this afternoon, though, by welcoming back to the show a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter who's got a lot of things going on. A brand new exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame honors her work. It's called Roseanne Cash, Time is a Mirror. She's got a brand new collection of some of her best music, The Essential Roseanne Cash, available on her own Rumble Strip Records label. And rumor is a solo album may be in the works for next year. We are pleased to be joined by one of our favorite people to talk with on the program. Roseanne Cash joins us this afternoon. Well, let's start with the wonderful news about this new exhibit playing through March of next year at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Roseanne Cash, Time is a Mirror. Were you surprised when they reached out to you?
I was. And actually, it's through March 2026.
Right. I'm thinking it's 2025 already, but not yet.
Well, it almost is. I was surprised. They asked if I, they said they would like to launch this exhibit on my life and career. And I was shocked, actually. I said, are you sure about that? Are you talking me? Really? I thought I was persona non grata and, you know, in Nashville, although I've always had a good relationship with the people at the museum and have given things to them over the years for their archives and for posterity. So then I was a little nervous at first, and then I got excited about it. Like, this is going to be really cool. And they came to my house, the curators, and I just pulled a ton of stuff out of my third floor files and boxes, and we spent a couple of days going through it all.
I love the title, Time is a Mirror, Made Deeper by Light from Nothing But the Truth.
That's right. It's a line from Nothing But the Truth. And it's also reflective of what the show is, and, you know, from my writing about past, present, future.
Well, we've talked about with how the strands of time they don't run in straight lines. It's more of a circle. And when you're writing and singing about the sunken lands, how it connects those strands of your life and other lives.
Yeah, my song "The Killing Fields" too is past and future, past and present at the same time. I mean, like you said, time is non-linear. The only way we can process it is linear, but according to Einstein, it doesn't really exist that way.
I was reading about the exhibit and some of the wonderful things that are there. I love the fact that the writing desk that your father gave you is a part of it.
That desk I inherited after he died, actually. And the desk is kind of the centerpiece of the exhibit, which is really beautiful, you know, talking about past and present. And on the desk, I have a very dear friend, Sheila Berger, who's a sculptor and a painter, and she had done a cast of my hands a few years ago. And I don't know how the curators found out about that, but they did, and they went to her apartment here in the city and got the cast of my hands, so that my hands are sitting on that desk in the center of the exhibit. It's very moving.
That's wonderful. Now, I read that the list is not a part of it, and that you've even got it tucked away so you can't get easy access to it.
I don't have easy access to it. I've hidden it from myself. Although, do you know, I found somewhere in my files I had stored this video clip of me and my dad sitting on the sofa, and I had a guitar. It was for this documentary that I'm not even sure was ever released, called The Appalachians. Anyway, I was sitting with my dad. We were talking and they filmed it. And I said, "Dad, do you remember that list of songs you made for me?" And he said, "No, what was on it?" So I named a few songs that were on it, and he kind of nodded.
Well, when you started in the business, you were so young at the time, early 20s. Was it more of a burden than a lift up to bear that last name?
Well, it was both. I wouldn't say burden, I would say challenge. Because burden implies that, it's negative in some way. It was a challenge, and it was a challenge that was good for me because it really made me focus on who I was and what I do best and what my instincts were and where my skills needed to be refined, not in comparison with my dad. And and then it took a while, like any young person trying to get away from their parents and figure out who they are. And it takes a while before you accept legacy, and it took a while for me, and now I wouldn't say it's a burden at all or a challenge at all. It's love.
The exhibit looks at obviously some turning points in your life, and one we've talked about, the dream, Linda Ronstadt and art. How appropriate is that? Who? Well, what was it he said? We don't. Trying to remember the exact quote. We don't respect dilettantes. Was that it?
That's the exact quote. It was a dream I had that Linda and this man whose name I knew was Art were sitting talking on a sofa. And I went over and tried to insert myself into the conversation. And Art said, "We don't respect dilettantes." And that dream shook me to the core. And I changed my life when I woke up from that dream, as far as discipline, focus, going deeper. And yeah, the dream, the text about the dream is in the show.
And there was an earlier turning point too, right? Back in January of 76 at Cinnamon Hill near Montego Bay.
What about Cinnamon Hill?
Wasn't that where you had this revelation while you were out basically on the beach?
Oh yes, yeah. Yeah, I was going to move to London the next day, and I was in Montego Bay, and I went out to the beach that night with these two kids who were Ted and Jeff Rollins, who were the sons of one of my dad's best friends. They were all down there as well. And in fact, Ted and I stayed friends forever, and he died just a few years ago. But they were kind of sitting at my feet on the beach, like little gargoyles. And we were looking out to sea, and none of us said anything for a good hour. And I was like trying to look into the future and thinking, everything's before me now. And it was. Everything was before me at the age of 20, And that's the beautiful part of youth, isn't it? And the beautiful part of age is that it narrows down to a kind of singular focus about what you're good at,
It's nice if you can figure out what that is at
Right.
any age.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's a gift.
I was thinking, I'm thinking about the exhibit and looking at your more than 4 decades in the business, and of course, people talk naturally about your father's influence, but I was thinking about your mother and something you wrote about her and how she was a gardener, and I wonder if that aspect of her life is also translated to your approach to your music and your career, the way you've tended that, the way you have grown separate things, all within the same garden, but given such care to them to keep them growing and thriving. Or is that too much? Am I stretching it a bit?
No, that's a beautiful metaphor. And actually, as you were saying that, I was thinking about, is that true? She was a wonderful garden, president of her garden club. It was, she had such a touch with that. But she also had a lot of other domestic skills, crafting, she crocheted, she drew, she did all of these kind of traditionally women's domestic arts that were very beautiful. And my daughter Carrie has inherited all of that. And it's so inspiring to see. And I felt kind of like less than sometimes that I'm not a good gardener, that I couldn't, knitting was just beyond me. Although I do hand sew now, and that's a way I feel connected to my mom. But yeah, just the attention to detail is probably what take away from what you just said. Yeah.
We had a listener ask, and I said, well, I'll check and find out, because as your exhibit at the Hall of Fame gets underway, they recently wrapped up a look at the career of one of Maine's greatest artists, the wonderful Dick Curless, a dear friend of mine when I was coming up in the business. Did you ever encounter him in your travels?
No, it's so interesting you talk about him, though, because I read this piece last week that Peter Guralnick wrote about Dick Curless.
We had Peter on to talk about him when the exhibit
opened.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I adore Peter. He's a wonderful writer. And I didn't know much about Dick Curless until I read that piece. And then I took a dive into the music. He was wonderful.
And a great guy, so supportive of me when I was starting out in the business all those years ago. Well, along with this exhibit at the Hall of Fame, you've also got a brand new remastered collection out there, the Essential Roseanne Cash on your and John's Rumble Strip Records. And so great to hear that music sounding new as ever.
Well, thank you. I mean, some of it sounds new to me, too. Like, it's so old that it's like, did I make that record? How old was that girl? Sounds like something my daughter would have done. Yeah, John and I formed this record label last year to put out a remastered 30th anniversary edition of The Wheel, my album The Wheel. And so to go along with the exhibit, we collected 40 songs from 42 years to release on Rumble Strip, this essential collection.
And you mentioned some of the early music, and I was thinking of a song like Blue Moon with Heartache that still resonates for me as it did all those years ago. But I wonder, do you look at it differently? Do you look at it and say, I was pretty young when I wrote that. Maybe I don't like it as much as I did then.
No, you know, I do it every night in concert. And I always say that when you've been singing a song for 45 years, that you develop a relationship with the song. And just like with a person, it changes over time. When I first wrote the song, you know, I thought it was just the greatest thing in the world, and I was besotted. And then in the middle years, I didn't want to sing the song anymore. I wanted to break up with the song. And that now I've reached this level of true love and understanding of the song. And I got to tell you, Rich, some nights when I sing it, I'm really moved by the idea that this could be the last time that the person who wrote this song sings the song. Because I'm getting old and I'm not going to be on the road forever. So it's taken on an even added resonance for me. It's very sweet to sing that song.
Tennessee Flat Top Box, it was a big hit for you. Was there any reluctance to record that? Because I know you had written that you regretted your decision to record your dad's Big River on the Right or Wrong album.
Well, I regretted recording Big River because I realized later that it's such a masculine song. It's really fueled by testosterone. And that I had no business singing it. But Tennessee Flat Top Box, no, I'm happy I recorded that. People loved it. It's fun. It was a big hit. My dad was absolutely thrilled when it went to number one.
You recorded covers of songs by so many great writers, Runaway Train, the wonderful John Stewart song, John Hyatt's The Way We Make a Broken Heart, Never Be You, which was Tom Petty and Ben Montench, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Do you look back at those songs differently than the ones that you wrote yourself?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Doing covers to me is kind of like singing in character.
Mm.
You know, and I really enjoy it, but doing my own songs is just a whole different thing for me.
When you looked at the songs from what I would call the singer-songwriter stage of your career, was it tougher to choose? Because those songs, I have to think, are even more personal to you.
For the Essential Collection?
Yeah.
No, I had a lot of advice, you know, from John Jackson, who was one of the producers and is kind of runs Rumble Strip Records, and from Danny, my manager. We kind of went back and forth. Well, does this one belong? No, this one belongs. To get a good balance from every era, like you say, and also the hits. You can't, if something was a number one record, we couldn't leave that out. But I wanted something like On the Inside
Oh,
from
I'm
Interiors.
so glad you mentioned that. I was so happy to see a couple songs from Interiors.
They didn't have it on the original list, and I said, no, I really want On the Inside to be on there. It's maybe it sounds dated right now, but I still really like both the song and the record. And you're right, I wanted something from Interiors to be there.
Well, because I think that's the one that the true fans look at and say, "Well, everybody else didn't get this. Those people who didn't understand, well, those Nashville types who didn't understand, they missed the
Yeah.
big picture."
They did, but God bless them for missing the big picture because it opened a door to my
Right.
future.
No question about that. We're talking with Roseanne Cash here on Downtown. Some other things in the works. Am I hearing maybe a new solo album in 2025?
You are indeed. I'm about
Ooh.
halfway finished with it. And Matt Berninger from The National.
Yeah, you've worked with him before.
I adore Matt. He and I wrote a song, and he came over to the studio day before yesterday, and we recorded his vocal of doing it as a duet, and it's so beautiful. It brought me to tears. I just love him. We are such different singers that for some reason it works to put us together.
So, have you got a timeline for a possible release?
I think fall 2025. I mean, it's like once things are in the pipeline, it just takes so long with the label because this is on Blue Note. This is not on my own label.
Okay.
I'm still on Blue Note as well. So, to work through their marketing machinery is it can be a slog.
And what's the status of Norma Rae, the musical?
We are talking to a new director and have had some workshops with her, and it's coming along. I've had to kind of accept that in the theater world that things take a decade, 5 to 15 years. So we're in year 7, and I'm hoping we get it staged by year 10.
And you talked about it moments ago. We've talked about it before that you don't want to be on the road forever. As you look ahead to the new year, you pick and choose the dates that are important to you and are a relatively short journey.
Definitely. You just described exactly what I'm doing. I've only accepted about 6 or 8 dates for next year so far. I mean, more will come up maybe, but I just can't. I mean, whenever I say I just can't do it that much anymore, I think about Mavis, who's still out
Yeah,
there
yeah.
all the time. And then I go, okay, well, you're not Mavis. This isn't like Mavis that runs on that engine. Do you know what I mean? I
Right,
don't run on
right.
that engine. I like my home. I like being home. I like other parts of my life that I want to explore deeper. I want to like go out with my girlfriends more.
That's not a bad thing at all. The new album, The Essential Roseanne Cash, available from Rumble Strip Records. People can go to your website, get more information. Still possible to get signed copies of that if people get there right away.
Absolutely. I just signed like 1,000 copies in the last few days. And yeah, I think they're in my store at the website, roseannecash.com, or on the Rumble Strip Records store.
Excellent, excellent. And some grandma time coming up for you with the holidays approaching.
Oh my God, these babies they just kill me. It's like that's the whole reason to get off the road completely is just to sock it in with the babies.
Sounds like a wonderful time right there. Well, Roseanne, it's always so good to talk with you. I'm excited about the presentation, the exhibit going on through March of 26 at the Country Music Hall of Fame, the new album, and beyond excited for some new Roseanne Cash music next year.
Thank you, Rich. And I just want to say that we've talked many times over the years, and you are always one of my favorite people to speak to. So thank you. Thank you for having me on your show so many times.
Well, it's always a pleasure for me, and I hope we can do it again in whatever brave new world of broadcasting, narrowcasting we're in 2025. It might just be me. Someone suggested this. It might be me on the loudspeaker of an ice cream truck that I'm driving through town. So if you see me in the streets of Manhattan and you hear Pop Goes the Weasel and then interviews playing, that's me.
Okay, I'll run out.
Yeah,
I'll
and
chase the truck.
I've got soft serve too, so it's great.
Okay. All
Thanks,
right.
Roseanne. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, Rich.
Oh, man, do I love that woman. She's so great and talented. Roseanne Cash, the essential Roseanne Cash, available now. That exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame playing through March of 2026 and a new album in the coming year. That's all great news indeed. Roseanne Cash on Downtown.